I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends. They're in my head. Nirvana. Lithium. Don't talk like a fat man. Never get above your raisin. And don't you ever, never, ever get played by the man. 'Cause in my family, you can play anything you want. Just don't play the sucker. In theory, this made life for the Kane clan easy. We just didn't do anything. Working hard at a job, caring at all for it, got you teased at a family barbecue. You were a dupe at best, or worst, a sucker, if you got caught up in the fool's quest of chasing success. And a scarlet letter S would be forever on your forehead if your efforts were discovered. Only a moron would let themselves be bamboozled by the government, the military, a job, religion, or even college. Because, in the end, the boss always got more out of it than you did. Be free by doing nothing. That was the Kane way. Nearly as admirable were those who could make gobs of money for doing almost nothing, preferably in about 20 hours a week or less. Several years ago, after my wife had our second child, she left her high-powered 60-hour-a-week job to become a part-time consultant. When my family heard what she charged per hour, they thought she was joking. Then they glowed with Kane pride. "They pay you to give your opinion," my dad crowed. "Fantastic!" It was as though my wife had cured cancer. This work sucks philosophy by latent design meant everyone in my family was very poor. And in the rare instances when someone had two nickels to rub together, there was great pride taken in not doing so. One summer, in the humid suck-your-soul stickiness of Northeast Ohio, my uncles went dumpster diving and came back toting trash cans filled with thousands of greeting cards. For a few days, some of my cousins and I happily spent hours organizing them on my kitchen table into categories like birthdays, anniversary, sympathy, and Christmas. The cards were then stored in my Aunt Lynette's basement on a shelf next to Uncle Joe's multiple deep freezers of popsicles he'd pilfered from dumpsters. For years afterward, various cousins and aunts and in-laws would swing by Lynette's to pick up a free greeting card for some special occasion. Of course, since we had such a large family, most of the cards ended up going to each other. A greasy smudge on the envelope was a telltale sign, as was the plus one handwritten next to the nine on a card for your 10th birthday. In the Kane mindset, every card you didn't buy represented another hour you didn't have to work. And every hour you didn't have to work was an act of rebellion against the system. This paradigm governed our lives. Another example, at an all-you-can-eat buffet, only a sucker eats bread. "Don't be a dumbass, Chucky," my Uncle Dick told me the first time I walked into the local Ponderosa steakhouse. "Make them pay for only charging $4.95 for a child's portion. Eat all the prime rib you can."